Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. And the folks from, a couple of the folks from 350 Juno Climate Action for Alaska are here with me. Mike Tobin and Bob Schroeder are here. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Hey, great to be here, Andy. Yeah. Always glad to see you.
Let's talk a little bit about, number one, let's talk a little bit about just the organization, 350 Juno Climate Change, Climate Action for Alaska. Tell me a little bit about kind of what the mission of that organization is.
Well, the purpose of the organization is basically to educate the public and also our politicians at this point about the urgency of climate action, that climate change is kind of coming up like a tsunami and feels like it's going to overwhelm our society and we're not getting political leadership. So we are basically trying to say, hey, look, there is an emergency going on and we expect our politicians to act responsibly. And we have several ongoing initiatives that that we've been involved in for the last couple of years.
And the 350, the name, you know, people scratch their head. Yeah. What's 350 about, you know? Should it be 365 or what? But 350 is 350 parts per million, which is the highest level of carbon dioxide that society as we know it may be able to tolerate without catastrophic changes. Unfortunately, we're now at approximately 410 or 420, which is measured best at the Mauna Kea Observatory in Hawaii.
So that means we're past the point?
We're toast. The question is whether we're burnt toast or just toast.
And so what can we do? I mean, what are some of the things that can happen? What are some of the things you're hoping does happen as in bringing attention to the issue?
Well, we totally support all efforts to examine and look at climate change as well as people's individual efforts to clean up their own lives. But what we really need is political leadership. And we need major changes in energy production and consumption. So very, very specifically, we just can't drill any more oil. The best estimates are that of all the known reserves, these are the reserves that the fossil fuel companies are banking on, that they're making money off of, that their share prices reflect. Only about maybe 30 or 40% of the known reserves can possibly be produced and burnt. Without us going from kind of dark toast to burnt toast.
Explain why oil especially is the issue.
Well, I think it's basic when we say fossil fuels, we're talking about coal, oil, and natural gas. Coal is collapsing by itself in spite of administration support. The big financial companies are running from coal, and coal companies can't therefore finance new coal enterprises. Natural gas, which was promoted as a clean alternative to coal and has essentially eaten coal's lunch in the lower 48, particularly for electricity generation, turns out it's not nearly as clean as everybody thought. There's a lot of leaking. Natural gas is basically methane, which is a very potent greenhouse gas, many times more potent than CO2. And there's a lot of leakage of methane in the course of drilling, producing, separating the gas out from the oil, and et cetera. As far as oil itself, you burn it, you put greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, and ultimately we have gotten to a point where we need to consider stopping that as fast as possible.
And with those three fuel sources, my understanding is the real issue there is it's trapped hydrocarbons, right? It's releasing – it's an introduction of new carbon dioxide into the atmosphere that isn't naturally part of what would be there by consuming plant materials, those kinds of things.
Correct.
Yeah, and human society has gotten itself in this fix. Yes, you can look back to the start of the Anthropocene, which people say is maybe 1610, or maybe it's a little bit later. 1610, carbon dioxide emissions went down a little bit after the Native Americans in North and South America died off and were no longer burning their fields. However, most of the carbon dioxide and certainly almost all of the methane that's giving us problems at this moment has been released in our lifetime since 1990. So if we could go back to 1990, oh my gosh, we've got all kinds of options. Failure to act and failure to make the necessary changes have us in the fix that we're in today.
What are some of the largest threats you see happening right now in the U.S. as far as just sort of trends that are happening right now or practices that are in place, either industrial practices or people individually?
Well, I think subsidizing fossil fuels at this point is a huge issue. We should be subsidizing renewable energy sources. And people think that, you know, as Bob was saying, I just wanted to amplify one thing he said. This is really the story of two generations. It is a myth that this is a slow process. Since I was born after World War II, we have produced 85% of the greenhouse gases that are in the atmosphere, one lifetime. The next lifetime is somebody born now, and it's up to them to clean it up, or we are going to be in a world of hurt. We're going to be anyway, but people can do stuff right now. We can dial back. We're going to have decades and centuries of global warming based on what we've already done, but we can keep it from getting intolerably bad.
So what are you guys doing here on the local level?
Well, we try to raise hell as much as we can, Andy. I think if you wanted to put a heading on it right there. 350 Juno focuses on the national and global issues, and we focus on political change. So we do support all kinds of other people who are doing individual efforts. Our big campaigns, Mike was saying, we do have events, and we will be doing this vigil real soon, starting on the 21st in front of the Capitol, and we better say that about five times.
Yeah, let's talk about the vigil. What's the concept there? What's going to be happening?
We are going to be from noon to 1 on
the first. There's some drilling happening below us. That's what that sound is. Sorry,
yeah.
There's construction happening in the studios. But go ahead, Mike, talking about the vigil that's happening.
On the first day of session, which is Tuesday the 21st of this month, January, this next Tuesday, we are going to be in front of the Capitol with a sign, a big banner that says it's a climate emergency. And we ask everybody in town that knows what's going on to please join us. You feel a lot better if you're trying to do something than if you're just depressed about the situation. We are asking the legislature to take climate change seriously because the governor clearly does not. And particularly, there's a lot of things that we're asking the legislature to consider, and we will be making these points over the session. One thing is to support Representative Andy Josephson's H.R. 12 bill, which would establish a special committee on climate change in the House, in the legislature. We'd like them to quit funding fossil fuels, start funding renewables, develop a plan, well-thought-out plan for how are we going to have renewable energy be what powers Alaska. We have tons of opportunities in this state with hydropower.
Live radio here, folks, with the construction going on. Sorry about that.
Are those the gerbils running around?
Yeah, those are gerbils. That's what powers our station. Renewable gerbils.
So 350 Juno's activities would be things like this vigil. We brought speakers to town. We sometimes show movies and have cultural events. Our long-term campaigns are to push on the Permanent Fund and the Retirement Board to divest from fossil fuels. And the logic for doing that is both because it's the right thing to do, but that fossil fuels just don't make any money. And really what will happen when, as our society wises up, is that fossil fuel companies are really likely to tank. So they're not good investments. And just in the last few days, we've seen a couple of things. Goldman Sachs said that they're no longer going to finance drilling in the Arctic. That was big news. And I never thought I'd think that Goldman Sachs did anything right. But there they are. And you're going to talk about the other divestment, right?
Well, also the biggest asset manager in the world is a company called BlackRock. And their CEO just devoted his yearly message to shareholders to climate change and saying we're at a point where there's going to be a sea change. And they're starting to move away from coal, oil, and natural gas. And I say beginning. It's a modest beginning. But that is shaking the financial community. And we have been yelling at the permanent fund for a couple of years to divest. And they're not divesting as far as we know. They haven't communicated that to us. And I'm afraid, since it's our money too, that we're going to get stuck holding a bag on a bunch of assets that are basically not retrievable.
So that's one of the points that you are emphasizing as part of your kind of local groundswell, a grassroots effort here as part of the 350.
Oh, definitely. Just nationally and internationally, the consensus is that the criminal companies have to hurt. And we are just a small part of doing that. And with BlackRock, I read through the statement by the head of BlackRock, and his bottom line was that these just aren't good investments. So the main justification was for fiduciary reasons, that you just aren't going to make money if you pursue investment strategies that maybe were just exactly where it was at in 1960, but it's not where it's at now.
Well,
now, when is our rally taking place?
Yeah, I was going to say, one more time, let people know how they can get involved by attending this rally.
This is January 21st.
January 21st, okay.
Next Tuesday, noon, in front of the Capitol building, across the street, actually. We will be there, and please come out and join us. And make your voice heard.
That's folks from 350 Juneau Climate Action for Alaska. If it's a topic that's concerning you and you're wondering what you can do about it, here's a first step you can take. Join the folks at 350 Juneau at their rally at noon on Tuesday. Thanks so much to both of you for coming in and talking to us about it. And I'm sure we'll be hearing more from you and more from 350 Juneau.
Thank you,
Andy. Thank you, Andy.
Great to be here.
Okay.